I miss y'all. Welcome, welcome, happy Sunday. Welcome to Soul Food Sunday with Talks with Ty the podcast. It's your girl Ty. Today is Sunday, November the 12th, and I am happy to be in the building. Let's get into it. Soul Food Sundays. Put some ones in the chat if you're in the room. Shout out to everybody that is watching this on playback. Okay, if you are tuning in right now, you are actually catching me live. Welcome to the live show on Sunday. Y'all know how we do. Today's Sunday, Soulful Sundays to be exact, and you are in the building with Talks with Ty the podcast. Again, thank you so much for coming. I'm so happy that you came back. Welcome. If this is your first time joining me, listen, what took you so long? Okay, where have you been? What took you so long? I'm happy that you finally made it home. Come on in the room. Okay, come on in here. Sit down. Grab a glass. Sit your ass. Okay, down and relax. Let's talk about some things. That's what we do here. Tonight I am sipping on some rosé wine. You know, it's pretty good. Lately, y'all, I have not had the taste for anything sweet. I like my wines red and strong. And I like my liquor dark lately. You know, as you get older, your palate changes. But this wine is really good. It's Soulful Sundays and we're here to talk. Tonight, I'm going to talk about something very interesting. I don't even know if I put it up in the banner. So I might have to put it up in the banner. Put some ones in the chat. Let me know you're in the room. Let me know that you're in here. While I go ahead and put the topic of discussion tonight. What did I say? What? Dang, I forgot what my topic was, y'all. It was, I know what it is, but I don't know how I wrote it. Oh, I know what it is. Okay, hold on. Tonight, we will be talking about this. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into the show and get into the discussion. This wig is really wigging right now. Y'all know how my wig, these headphones don't help. But anyway, we're going to go ahead. I don't want my wig looking. It look real. This black background, y'all can't be seeing my hair. Did I come up here last week with blonde hair? I think I did. I had on blonde last week, y'all. I know. I don't know what I was thinking about. Hopefully, I'm not freezing. I'm looking like I'm freezing a little bit. But hopefully, we're getting some good live play. Let me know if I'm freezing. Put some twos in the chat if I'm freezing. Or y'all can see me good. I think I should be good now. Let's go ahead and, without further ado, let's get this done so we can get into the discussion tonight. Because I think it's going to be pretty good. Cute intro! Now, somehow I managed to bring my wine down here, but I ain't bring my water. I don't know what I was thinking about, but let's go ahead and get into the show. No Ty's Jewel of the Day on Sunday. Normally, I post those Monday through Friday. I did not post one today, but I'm not going to hold y'all up any longer. Oh, my God, Takia. This is about to make me upset. Y'all, doing a live show is a lot of work because you're your engineer. You're your everything. And when you're not paying attention, you be to mess something up. So tonight's topic is, can y'all see that? The price you pay. The price you pay. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. That's what tonight's topic is. And I'm talking about the price you pay in reference to you. All right, this past weekend was Veterans Day. Shout out to all my veterans, all right? Shout out to all my veterans. Shout out to all of my veterans,
welcome
okay?
Welcome home, angels.
Welcome home, angels. Good to be home. It's good to be back. Shout out to all my people serving, standing to watch. Shout out to y'all.
Welcome home, Angel.
All right. I'm happy. I hope all is well out there. And I hope that you get your watch relieved properly. The price you pay. And tonight I want to talk about that in reference to you, me, she, we, us. Okay. And I want to talk about that in reference to your peace. Because you hear a lot of people say peace is priceless. Oh, there's nothing about my peace. You even hear me say it. If you follow this platform and you watch me regularly, I talk about my peace all the time and how important my peace is to me. And tonight I'm going to talk about something that you just don't hear a lot of people talk about. We always see the moon, the memes about, you know, choose yourself, glow up, grow up. It's your season. Don't worry about what nobody say. It's all about you. It's your peace. Choose you. And all of this is true. All of this is true. And, you know, as cliche as it sounds, everyone say peace is priceless. And it really is. That's not a lie. But what you don't hear people talk about is the price you pay for your peace. Peace is priceless, but it's not free. I'm going to say that one more time. Peace is priceless, but it is not free. I want to talk about the price of peace tonight. Nobody talks about what you got to go through to get to peace. I wrote some notes down because I saw this meme today, and I think I posted it on my personal page, and that's what's bringing this subject up tonight, because it really touched me, because I find myself getting up here. I tell people all the time, choose you. Put yourself first. It's okay. And all of these things are true. But I don't hear enough of us talk about the price, the price you pay when you choose yourself, the losses you take, the tears you cry, the people you give up. Peace looks good on you. Girl, you glowing. I see you. I see you doing your thing. Like, you look good. You looking good. Girl, you look good. Peace looks good on you. You glowing. You in your season, sis. A lot of people ask me, Ty, I'm trying to get where you at. I'm trying to be able to decipher, and I want to be where you at. And I always tell them, be careful what you ask for. Because this is what you see. That work that it took to get here, it's not easy. The tears I had to cry. The times that I wanted to give up. The people that I never thought I would give up in my life that I had to walk away from.
Y'all hoes better tighten up.
The people I love that I had to walk away from because I chose myself. The agony, the burden of feeling like I'm doing something wrong because I'm choosing myself. peace is not free. You pay a price for it. Let's talk about it. The way people talk about me, the things that I have to endure of what people say, people that I love say about me, because I'm choosing peace.
Y'all hoes better tighten up.
See this glow, this stride in my shoulders and this smile on my face and this peace that is beyond understanding. Cost. It comes with great burden. The family functions that I miss because I choose myself.
Y'all hoes better tighten up.
All the things I miss out on that I want to go to, but I know if I go, it's going to disturb my peace. So I choose me. I choose peace. But we don't talk about the losses that we take, the memories that we never get to create because we choose us. Oh, everybody will push peace. Oh, it's my peace. My peace is paramount, but being peaceful is just that. And I don't think that people understand what comes with that. So when I hear so many young ladies, older women too, say, I can't wait till I get where you are, I challenge them to understand what comes with where I am.
I don't give a fuck what nobody think about me.
I choose peace.
Y'all hoes better tighten up.
See, we want to be able to react a certain way, but we care too much about what people think, what they gonna say. Oh, she thinks she like that. I do. You're absolutely right. And I choose me. And I understand that choosing me may mean less of you. Y'all, on my darkest days, when I finally made a decision to like just choose me and put me first, I lost everything and everyone that I never thought I would lose. It's crazy the sacrifice that you make when you choose you. And so many people are not willing to choose them or to lose other things or other people. So they'd rather hold on to other things and other people than choose themselves. And that's why they never see peace. Some people want to hold on to their families, knowing it's unhealthy, it's chaotic, it's toxic, but you don't want to let it go. But then you come and tell me you want to get to where I am. Mm-mm. Nobody wants to go through the dark side, because to get to true peace, there is a dark side. There are some nights that never end. or seem like they're never ending. There are some moments that are gut-wrenching. There are some things and people and places that you're going to have to let go forever. And not everybody's willing to do that. The price you pay. I can't tell you how many times people whom I thought would never talk about me, talk about me. Because I want peace. Something so simple. But something so expensive. Money cannot buy it. Y'all not with me. I had to give up financial, physical, familiar, tangible things to acquire intangible things like mental and emotional healthiness. Don't tell me you want to be like me. Because you don't know what I've been through. And that's why I tell people, be careful what you say. Don't put that in the atmosphere. I had a lot of dark days to get to this level. But I got more brighter ones coming. Understand, when you see someone who has chosen themselves, who has chosen peace, who doesn't come around, who may separate themselves, who's very watchful of where they're at, where their time is spent, their energy, their aura that they're around, celebrate them. Because I can guarantee you the hell that they went through to get there. It's something that they never thought that they would make it through. The people that they had to give up. Walk away from. The times that they had to be quiet. Ooh. When they really want
to let a motherfucker have it. That type of shit. That type of peace. When you gotta keep your mouth shut.
Cause they gonna do what the hell they wanna do and feel how they wanna feel anyway. So why disturb your peace? That type of shit. Y'all not with me in this room tonight.
Y'all hoes better tighten up.
Y'all not ready for me tonight. That type of peace. That it's none of my concern anymore type of peace. But the price you pay for it. It's expensive. See, when you choose that, you can't do what you want to do. You can't say what you want to say. You can't be around what you used to be around. You can't move how you used to move, and people can't do you how they think they can do you. Because when you choose that type of expensive piece, you choose you. And you come very high end now. You got to be in high places and around people moving and grooving a certain way. So you can't do what you used to do. You're different. You got to take people that you love telling you that you need to humble yourself and you ain't better than them. And, oh, why you don't come around no more. You think you like that or that type of pain. When you see someone who is choosing themselves, celebrate them. Because you know not what they went through or are going through to maintain peace. You know not the price that they pay, the tears that they have cried, the losses that they have taken to be in that place of peace. The next time you want to shun somebody because they have boundaries, think about it. Instead of shunning them, take a look at yourself and see why you don't have any. Right now, I am being blamed for things that have happened in the lives of other people that I have absolutely nothing to do with because I chose me. I don't think you heard me. I am currently being blamed for things that I had absolutely nothing to do with because I chose me. And those people are mad at me for nothing that I caused. I didn't get them in the situation. I didn't get them out. But it's my fault. And it really grinds their gears because
I don't give a fuck.
I chose peace. It's none of my concern anymore. People are going to be people. Don't expect you from somebody else. I forgive you. I've been forgave you. You got to forgive yourself and choose you. It's crazy how life works. The same people you meet coming up, you see them coming down. And the same ones you saw when you was down, you see them while you going up. That's why it's so important how you treat people. the seeds that you plant. It's so important what you do, how you do it, how you treat people.
Get your shit together.
That's it. I wanted to talk about that tonight, the price you pay for peace. People will be hating you, blaming you for something that you ain't got nothing to do with. And mad because you chose peace. Ooh. That's got to be a terrible place to be. Miserable. Dang. Man, listen.
Y'all hoes better tighten up.
Get it together. This place that I'm in is very expensive. I've had to make some of the hardest decisions and do some of the hardest things in my life to get here. And I have to continue to humble myself to stay here. I continuously make a sacrifice every day. I still hurt. I still cry tears to remain here. The level of obedience that it requires to be here. How much you gotta need God like I can't see my life without. I don't even know. I talk to God every 2 seconds, like I'm on the line, like I don't see nothing else. If God, like, for real, I don't even make no move without Big Homie. What we doing? Like, what's up? Like, straight up. I don't respond. I don't, like, what you need me do? Like, I'm like that. Like, it's that serious with me in my life today. And I don't always want to be like that. I want to
say what the fuck I want to say. I want to do what the fuck I want to do.
That gut-wrenching pain I be talking about because I can't do what I want to do. And I can't say what I want to say. Sometimes. Most times.
I gotta shut the fuck up. Shut your damn mouth, Takiya. You can't do what you wanna do.
Don't be saying you wanna be where I'm at, cause you gotta. It's different here. I'm telling you, my life. I live, man. Who, bruh? Like the type of pain. The tears I cry out of frustration because I can't. I be wanting it, man, what? Like, that's my dryer. Ooh, it's real loud, too. But, like, that type of price. It's a price to pay. Peace ain't free. It's very expensive. But I tell you and I challenge you, if you up for the ride, if you want to do the work, if you want to pay the price, it's worth it. is worth it. This place I'm in is worth it. It feel good. That's why you ask me why I'm glowing, because I feel good. It's worth the glow, man. It's priceless. So expensive. How could something so expensive be so priceless? How could something so beautiful, so tangible, or so you think, this level of healthiness and emotional and mental health cost? But I wouldn't have it any other way. I wouldn't have it any other way. Healing is opening the wound twice. This is deep. Healing is opening the wound. Sometimes more than that. Sometimes more than that, Portia. Sometimes you got to go back and revisit that thing. I don't think that, you know, and I think we live in this society where, you know, with healing, right? Because even I talk about this on my platform, healing, and how important it is to heal, because healing is vital to life. You have to heal. You can't go on infected, gross, nasty, and thinking you're gonna grow. Like, that's just not it. At some point, you do have to heal. And healing doesn't always mean, hey, Rory, hey, Nicky Mail. Healing doesn't always mean, okay, I'm gonna do this. I've been hurt. Let me go heal. I'm gonna get back up and do it again. Healing means, I'm going to heal. I'm going to get back up. But I'm going to take my time. And I'm going to learn from my past mistakes. Because I don't think I want to be here again. See, that's healing for me. It ain't me just saying I'm getting back out there. I'm going to get into it. Like, healing for me is, wait a minute, how do we get here? Healing for me is self-accountability. Because people can't hurt me unless I allow them to. And it's absolutely nothing wrong with being vulnerable and letting your guard down. But how do we get here? When I've been through something, or I'm going through something, or things aren't going my way, or the storm, I'm in the valley, you know, those seasons, there's something for me to get. So I get excited in a way, because I know some way, somehow, I'm about to become better. I'm about to be the best version of myself. Like, there's another layer of swag that's about to be added to me, to this piece. I'm about to enter another realm with that, right? So when things are going wrong for me, I don't ask why this is happening to me. I have to think in a mindset of, this is happening for me. Certain things happen. Transitions are made. People may be lost. See, that's what I'm talking about, that sacrifice, that pain, that price you pay for peace. You got to walk away from something that maybe you thought you would never have to walk away from. You got to tell people bye. You can't go around there no more. You might love his mama, but you can't kick it with her no more. You got to walk away if you want to maintain your peace, because certain things are attached to that. You can't go to the family reunion because You know what's going to happen at the family reunion. And you got to walk away from everybody that you love. Miss out on those memories and those moments, that price you pay just to dwell in your place of peace. Healing is like that for me. Like when I heal, let's rip the Band-Aid off. Let's clean out the wound. Let's do the work. But I want to make sure I don't ever make no mistakes again and again and again and again. So when I heal, I learn. I don't heal for nobody to go out here and hurt me again. I heal and I learn and I progress forward in knowledge and wisdom. I heal differently. It's always a price I have to pay, though, to heal. It's the same thing. Healing ain't cheap either. Healing is expensive. It's just like peace. It costs. Also, talking through these situations with a therapist and pulling up those childhood traumas that went unhealed and allows to end up in situations that are toxic people when we grew up. That childhood trauma healing is something crazy, girl. That childhood trauma healing. Well, y'all, I don't think people really understand how much stuff they do as an adult from their childhood. I don't think people realize it. It's so serious. My father used to make me eat all my food before I drank anything. I used to hate eating with my dad because he never let me like drink a sip of water, juice, nothing. I had to eat all my food as a grown woman. I eat all my food before I drink. Like, it's crazy how you don't realize what you do because of your childhood traumas. This is so true. This facts. This big facts, Portia. That's good. Like, you have no clue. Y'all know I work in the school. Well, some of y'all may know I work in the school system up here in DC. And it's this gentleman, right? He talks to one of my cheerleaders. And every time I see him talking to one of my cheerleaders, he is so aggressive with her. Like, he is mad aggressive. Like, and they're young. These are middle school kids. Like, I'm like, what is so serious that you are so aggressive? Like, y'all are talking like this. Like, it's like the Young and the Restless with them. I don't understand it. Like, these kids, like, it's just too serious, too young. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's ridiculous. Anyway, every time I see this young guy, he's talking to her. He's like super aggressive, super up in her face. And one day last week, I saw him and he was talking to her. And I have been in a relationship, unfortunately, where there was abuse. And certain things trigger me. Like, I'm not going to lie. And so I saw him again talking to my cheerleader. And in a very aggressive manner. So this was it for me. I was like, hey, what is going on over here? Why is y'all, like, this is too much. It's too much. What is going on? And why, you know, I told my cheerleader, I said, go in the locker room, go get yourself changed. I said, hey, let me talk to you for a minute. I asked the questions. I'm going to just go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off of this. Why are you so aggressive? He like, huh? I'm like, why are you always in her face? Talking over her, hollering, yelling. Who you see do that? He like, I ain't see nobody do that. I'm like, nah, you saw that. That's a taught behavior. There's a man in your life that you see deal with women like this, and he gets a certain type of response, And that's what you're doing subconsciously. I don't even think that he is aware that he's doing that. And it may not be a man. It could be a woman that he see acting like that, right? But somebody acting like that, that's taught behavior. So he feel like he got to be aggressive like that with whomever he's dealing with, because that's what he's seeing. And it's crazy to me because I know this child's father is in his life. And I asked him, I said, your daddy know you dealing like you talk, you carry on like that? Put his head down, walked away. Ashamed, as you should be. But his temperament, he's not just like that with women. He's like that with sports. He's super aggressive. It's crazy. And the kid is so talented, y'all. Like, talented. My fear is that... I am so sorry. My fear... Ooh, that was crazy. My fear is that... he ain't gonna go far. Because of his demeanor. Because of his attitude. And I'm just like, I wonder where he get it from. I wonder where he has seen this. Like, what could you possibly be so angry about? Why are you like this? And he's well-groomed. I could tell he got parents to take care of him. He be clean, fresh, haircut, like all that. Parents, your children are sponges. And they're going to adapt to what you show them. I remember being active duty in the Navy, and I used to have sailors and even people that I worked for that were in toxic-ass marriages and relationships, and their kids seen it. And I would ask them, why do you stay? And they said, because my kids... And I would think to myself, what the hell your kid got to do with anything? I had young ladies who were getting beat black and blue by their husbands or children's fathers. I had young men who were getting beat black and blue by their wives or children's moms, and they stayed and said it was because of the kids that they were staying. Only not realizing that your child is seeing this, and this is what they're going to think that a healthy relationship is. This is what they're going to grow up and emulate, because this is what they're being taught. Not understanding that the healthiest thing and the best thing for your child you could do is walk away. That price. Y'all don't want to pay that price. You scared to pay that price. And you go on having to endure for who? For what? For your child to grow up and end up resenting you? Or for them to grow up and end up doing the same thing? That price. Don't nobody want to pay that price. See, everybody want the glow. Everybody want to act like they healed and you in your season. But don't nobody want to do that work. Don't nobody want to do that work. And it's some work. Man, it's some work. It's worth it. The price you pay. It's not easy, but it's worth it. It's the best thing I could have ever done. not just for me, but for my children, for my purpose, for the people around me. I'm the best version of me right now. I can improve in some areas, but I'm lit. And I wouldn't change it for the world. So the next time you see me smiling, glowing, know I deserve that shit. I deserve it. I ain't going back. You keep that. I'm good right where I'm at. So don't worry. I ain't going back. I'm happy mentally, physically, emotionally. I'm good. Great. And I deserve it. So watch your mouth about me. God don't play about me, for real. Dead ass.
Deadass.
Look, y'all, I've been up here 50 minutes. Okay, I've been up here for 50 minutes. And so I'm about to get ready to close out this show. I just wanted to come up here, man. Soulful Sundays, y'all already know how we do. I wanted to come up here and just talk about the price. The price that not everybody wants to pay. That price of peace, baby. That thing hit differently. I'm trying to tell you. Get you some. Get you a little bit of peace. Put you first. It's going to take some work, but it's worth it. Make sure you guys are following me. Shout out to everybody watching this playback, first of all. Shout out to everybody that follows me on social media, that goes and hits the link and watch the playback. Shout out to everybody that listens to me on Apple, iTunes, Spotify podcasts. Just shout out to all my supporters. Y'all know in November we doing 30 days straight of this. Push through November. I really want to do that. I'm traveling. I'm sorry. Did I say November? No, we're not doing 30 days. I meant to say December. It's the last month of 2023. Hold on. Can y'all believe 2023 almost over? It's the last month of 2023. I feel like I'm just getting settled in 2023. This is crazy. Time is flying. Anyway, we're doing a 30-day push for the month of December. I'm doing 30 days of consistent content over all my channels, Talks with Ty, Touched by Ty Herco. We back on this content journey. Y'all, I should be monetized by now. I'm not. So I got to get these views up. I got to get all this stuff done, man. Y'all make sure y'all head on over to follow us on Instagram at Talks with Ty _ on Instagram. Make sure you follow us on subscribe to us on YouTube. If you're watching us on YouTube, shout out to you. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button, hit that bell, like, share, follow. If you hit me up on Facebook, I appreciate you. Go ahead and follow the page, like the page, share the podcast. See, it might help somebody. You know what I'm saying? We're also on TikTok at Talks with Tata Podcast. I'm trying to get to TikTok so I can go live from TikTok for y'all. So, but you know, you got to get a certain amount of followers. So y'all go ahead over to TikTok, follow us. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people be asking me about Touched by Ty Herco. So listen up. The only clients that I'm taking right now randomly are makeup clients. All right. I'm taking makeup clients randomly. I'm booked for hair clients. Like, I have a steady flow of hair clients. I take referrals only with hair. I only do natural hair, wigs, weaves, and extensions. So I don't even do all services. So yeah, that's what's up. But I still post content on my Talks with Ty. I got a lot of tutorials up there, a lot of makeup tutorials. Matter of fact, I'm gonna start pushing those out on my Touched by Ty Herco page. So make sure you follow us at Touched by Ty Herco on Instagram as well. Go ahead and drop a dollar or two in that Cash App. It helps the platform. All monies that's raised goes back into my platform, okay? And I think I said everything that I needed to say other than thank you. Man, no matter what, keep growing through. You deserve that shit. You deserve to be happy. Don't let nobody make you feel bad, man. keep pushing, keep growing, keep flowing, keep living. Keep living. We need you. All right. And y'all already know what time it is. Without further ado, it's your girl, Ty. And I will see y'all on Tuesday for Talks with Ty Tuesday. I think that's all I got, honey. I'm out. I love you. Bye. I did that all wrong. See, that's what I'm saying. I need an engineer. Because it's just real bad. It's just, I did that all wrong. That was just terrible. Y'all, let me go. Bye.
Human beings have one job.